We're up to Shanach Gimel on the days. Hechidam Yemoredis. It's the last quarter of the Amid. Hechidam Yemoredis. Omra Meimar. The Omra Bo'inolei Umitzaranolei. She says that really I would be interested in living with him, but I want to get back at even with him. I want to hurt him. So she's doing this consciously to hurt her husband. But if she says he's repulsive to me, I can't think of living with him. So then we don't force her. You don't force somebody to live with somebody that they think is repulsive. But Bizman Hazeh, we're afraid, the Gemara says, that women are going to use that as an excuse to get a divorce and to get their ksuba. So that taina is not necessarily a taina of Bizman Hazeh in itself. Marzutra Omar Kaifinenla. Marzutra says, we do force her. In other words, we tell her either live with him or get a get, and you don't get your ksuba, since you're the cause of the get. Havi uvda, ve'ach v'marzutra v'nofak minei Rabbi Chanina Misura. There was a maisa like this, and the woman said that my husband is repulsive to me, and they forced her, and they got them back together. And they had a child, Rabbi Chanina Misura. Velohi, there's no proof from that. Hosm Siyata Dishmaya have it. It's a special Siyata Dishmaya. It's no proof to other cases that this is what you should do. It's similar to what I heard once. The name of, I saw it from the Chama Leibowitz. She quoted somebody else, though. I don't remember who. It's a good word, though. That none of the names of the Rabbonu Shalom is Hatzlocha. Rachum, Chanun. Not Hatzlacha. You don't judge things if they're successful or not. You judge them on their merits. There are a lot of things that are wrong that are successful, and a lot of things that are right that are not successful. Success doesn't prove if something is right or not. She said that by this week's Sedra, by Shimon and Levi. Right? In the end, they had the last word. They treat our sister like a zona, and in the end, Yaakov Avinu still gave it to them. Because even though they were vindicated, everything Yaakov was afraid of didn't happen, Lamaisa, what they did was wrong. Kal said Rav Zvid, Imarda. Rav Zvid's daughter-in-law rebelled against his son, and she wouldn't live with him. Have a tvisa chad shira. And she was holding on to her clothing that she had either brought into the wedding or gotten during the time she was married. Yosef Amemra Marzutra Ravashi, Yosef Rav Gamda Gabayu. So Amemra Marzutra Ravashi were sitting and discussing the Shiloh, and Rav Gamda was there. Yasvi Vika Amre Morda Hifsid the Blow Seo Kayomin. A Moredis not only loses her ksuba, she loses even the things she brought into the wedding, the Nichse Malug, Nichse Tzom Barzel. Right, even the clothing that are still around, she doesn't take out with her. They remain with the husband. Because Rav Zvid's a big important person, because of that, you want to flatter him and deal with his daughter-in-law, who is Moredes, in a negative way, in a way that Shaloka did, right, and vindicate his son. For Omer of Kahana, Boy, Rava. Rav Kahana said that this was a shayla that Rava had. Velo poshit. And he never came to a conclusion. And therefore we'll see the halacha is that if she's holding on to it, she gets to keep it. And if she doesn't have it, she can't get it. So here she's holding on to it. What are you taking away from her? Ike di amre. Some say it was just the opposite. Yasve vika amre mor da lohiv si the blow ser kayomim. They came to the conclusion that she didn't lose it and she can keep the clothing. Omer lehu Rav Gamda, so Rav Gamda said to them, "Mishum de Rav Zvid gavra rabahu afchisule ledina iloy," because Rav Zvid's an important person and he's not going to argue with you, right? His midos are such that he's not going to make a big deal. So you're taking advantage of him. You're passing against him because you know he's not going to make a big deal. Omer of Kahana mi boy le rava velo poshit. And hashted lo itmer lo hachi v'lo hachi tof shalom matkina mina lo tof shalom yavinan la. Halacha is that if she grabs it, So she is the muhzak. We don't take it away from her because maybe she doesn't lose it. And if she doesn't have it, we don't give it to her because maybe she doesn't deserve it. And the husband is the muhzak. Umashinam latresa yarchi shasa, and we wait 12 months. Agita, and we don't give her the get till 12 months, right? Vahanach tresa yarchi shasa lesle mezoni mibal. During those 12 months, she doesn't get supported. And we wait for Shalom Bayis to see maybe she will change her mind about her husband being repulsive. And if after 12 months she doesn't change her mind and she's not supported during those 12 months, we force him to give her a get.
When she's holding on to the clothing, does it happen that could be clothing because he lacks some money?
Yeah, it could be her, anything that she brought into the wedding that's just hers, right? See Rashi. The Amra Hechi Dami Maredis, the Kofin Osa, the Mashin Gita Upochsim Miksubasa, that the din of the Mishnah applies, that we decrease her from her, we take money from Miksuba, right, and until there's nothing left, and then we try to make Shalom Bayis and give her the incentive to want to live with her husband. If not, then we force her to get a get. She says, really, I like my husband, but I want to teach him a lesson. Then it'll help to do all these things. Then, basically, she's not interested in anything. I just don't like the guy. And I'm not interested in the ksuba, I'm not interested in him, I just want to get out of this marriage. Then it's not going to help. Lo kaifinan la, la hashosa, elenosin la get, viyotza belo ksuba. Kalsadrav Zvid Imardova Amra Moisalai, and she was a Moredes from the type of the ones that said that he's repulsive to me. Havitfisa Khadashira Miil Echot Shechnisalobiksubasa. He's holding on to clothing that she brought into the wedding. She brought into the marriage that normally she would take up from the marriage. If she the blow ser kayamin, a feel be godea, even her clothing. She even loses that. That's the Kiddush. Me boy boy, in Mifshid the Blow Seim Lav, is a Shaila that Rava had, and he never came to a conclusion. Mishum the Rav Zvid Gavar Rabahu, Velo Ya'ar Al Dvoreinu, Machmas Anvisanuso. You know the Rav Zvid is a Choshev person, he's a humble person, he's not going to argue with you, so you're taking advantage of him. Therefore, you're paskening against him, taking advantage of him. We wait 12 months. Maybe she will reconsider. But not more than 12 months.